No.
Okay. Yeah, mine is also that one.
Because mine is on charge but not charging. Maybe I'll get the wire from the car.
H-Lenham, Governor Evers urged the Trump administration to reverse its decision. If their communities need help, they will, and the federal government shouldn't leave them hanging. The U.S. still processing aid to individual victims, but the administration denied aid to the counties and cities impacted by August floods. While Tulsa officials estimate the floods caused more than $4 million in damage to the city. Dozens of Milwaukee families can once again wash and dry their clothes at home. Brentwood Church in Christ in Milwaukee stepped up for victims of the historic August flooding. The church says it helped around 45 families and replaced water, hot water tanks, washers, and dryers, and even refrigerators, all for free. So any flood victims we spoke with, the road to recovery is slow, emotional, and expensive. They call this a blessing ahead of the holidays.
This means so much to me. I mean, I'm like, I got clothes, I got to be washed. This is making me so I didn't have the money to go to them. You know, being that, this is our followers in charge of believing. It is our responsibility to help our community and help our neighbors. These are our neighbors, these are our friends. And so we're here to sit in the community to make sure we can do whatever we can.
Brentwood Church of Christ is giving away hundreds of turkeys and groceries at their annual Thanksgiving giveaway. That's tomorrow, starting at 2 p.m. while supplies last. Weather expert Stephanie Bartello joins us now in the weather office. Stephanie, it's just kind of gray out there today. Will we get any sunshine at all? Not today. I'm changing it today. But it's going to be dry, but tomorrow we will. So we have to get through another cloudy day today. Also, chill, so you should end up across Mercy Southeast system, so you can kind of see it as you look from this vantage point, from a your tower cam, looking at the Milwaukee River. The temperature, though, believe it or not, a little warmer than this time yesterday. We're sitting at about 45 degrees right now. We decided the southwest, though it is light, and that is one of the reasons why we still have some persistent fog across Southeast Wisconsin. Visibility is not too bad. Depth is reduced, but it's not going to impact travel or anything like that. Most of us are now above 5 miles. Whereas earlier this morning, we had visibility less than 2 miles at night. Now, a quick check of temperatures. We've held very steady because of the cloud cover so far today. So mid-40s right now in the last spot. We will still manage to climb a bit more throughout the afternoon with the potential to hit 50 for a high temperature. Again, that's a little warmer than yesterday, so we'll call it a win, right? Expect cloud cover to stick around, though later on tonight, we'll start to see decreasing clouds. That's a cold front. So we will see some sunshine Saturday, or excuse me, Friday, but some slightly cooler temperatures, but then towards the weekend we warm up and see even smaller sunshine. So we're looking good